All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
All right, Sully, we left with a little bit of a cliffhanger. We have lots to discuss. Your grievances, the people's feedback on the list, the Andrew Luck controversy, assuming health, my slappyism. But let's do this. I want to go right to Austin on a sell. I want to complete this list. Austin has waited patiently. Austin, I want to give you these three clues because, well, not everyone was listening when the last person flubbed it.
All right, let's hear them.
All right, here you go. I'm best friends with my trainer. I share a TV show's name. People often refer to me as a farm animal. What quarterback am I, Austin?
I cannot believe the other guy did not get this. Tom Brady.
Correct. I mean, he's practically married to Alex Guerrero. How do you not get it? All right, well, Alex, here's the feedback on Brady, and this is where the controversy will be. Ready? Being the GOAT is irrelevant to this list. Right here, right now, Brady is showing signs of age, and I think this year the wheels come off the wagon. He simply isn't who he was even a few short years ago, even if the numbers look pretty. Ultimate pro, ultimate competitor, still a tremendous player, but he's 41, more of a system guy at this stage, and Father Time is undefeated. Tom Brady is my number five NFL quarterback. All right, let's all calm down. Austin, the floor is yours.
So I don't hate this ranking. I definitely think I would take him above Carson Wentz at this point.
Okay.
If I'm not mistaken, Mike, didn't you say last season was going to be the decline season for Brady?
I did.
Am I wrong on that?
No. I did. And even though he got a little worse, it wasn't what I thought it would be. You're absolutely right, Austin. Maybe, in essence, I'm doubling down at the blackjack table.
Right. It's bound to happen eventually, but I would like to see it before I put him below Carson Wentz or especially Andrew Luck.
You know, and what's interesting, Austin, too, just to add to this, and then I want the rest of your take, I think part of my concern for Brady, earlier in his career, it was okay having the Deion Branches and the, you know, whatever corpses they handed him. But this year, when you look at no Edelman to start, you look at no Brandon Cooks, you don't know what you're getting out of Gronk. You know, who's your best receiver? Like Hogan? You know, is it no Amendola? He's gone. Austin, I don't know. The offseason was funky. I just look at it like this is the year. But you're right. He's got to show it first.
Yeah, I want to see the decline. You don't know what you're getting with Gronk. I'll give it to you there. But, I mean, you know you're not going to get that bad of a performance from Gronk, I would say. But
If he pulls it off this year and has a vintage Brady-type season, Austin, you're right. He's no worse than number two. Hell, put him number one if you want. I'm just betting it ain't happening.
Yeah, never over Rodgers. There's no way. But definitely number two if he does it again. And I would probably put him at number two or three right now.
And I totally get it. You know what? Maybe it's a little too much. But for me, look, man, I remember last year we talked about this. You know, Brady late in seasons has started to fade. That's a fact, guys. You can go look at the numbers, like weeks 12 through 17, not the same guy. Last year, like the only really good week he had was after a bye week. His body is breaking down on him. Listen, being a top five guy at 41, you're already a unicorn. There's no disrespect. He's the greatest quarterback I've ever seen. But I do think, look, in my mind, I'm taking other guys. Yeah, you're right. If Wentz's knee is destroyed, no, I can't make that pick. But I don't think it is. ACLs are like candy now. Guys recover in 9 months. I mean, it is what it is. I think Wentz is an unbelievable talent getting better. Is Brady getting better? No. Is Wentz? Yes. Is Aaron Rodgers getting worse? No. Like Andrew Luck healthy? I'm sorry. Like, dude is unbelievable. Has nothing around him. Go ahead, Sully. This is like a rift in our friendship. I know. Go ahead.
Well, I'd put Brady 2. I would not put him 1.
Put Brady ahead of Breeze.
Yes, I'd put Brady ahead of Breeze. Definitely put Brady ahead of Carson Wentz. That's a no-brainer.
And why do you hate Wentzylvania?
I don't hate him. I just think he's on a team that's stacked, that's had a ton of talent.
What
have
the Patriots been?
He's a good player.
Yeah, but I mean, the Patriots have been stacked. I think the erosion is here.
But you could count on one hand the number of Hall of Famers that Brady's played with over the course of his career. It's not like he's played with a ton of talent. But Carson Wentz, I just think that he's in a system where, remember the first year he was barely even throwing the ball downfield at all?
Right, but that was his rookie year, and the stat was 32% of the passes were at or behind the line of scrimmage.
Right. I just think he's in a system that's very... It's a system that's very conducive to his skill set. That's not a knock on him. I just don't think that he's a top four quarterback.
Do you think it's, like, for me, I maybe to a fault, I hate lists that rank guys based on what they've done. I don't care. I'm ranking guys on what they're going to be this year.
Right.
And that's where my ranking of Brady fell in, which is I think Brady will take a step back. Another one. And look, I'm betting Andrew Luck is healthy. I'm betting Carson Wentz is healthy. I told you my opinion of Drew Brees. I think Drew Brees is a magician. And he's got a couple years on Brady, and I think Brees could have an unbelievable season this year. And Aaron Rodgers, it doesn't matter what Brady is. Rodgers at this point in his life is better than Brady at this point. This is not a lifetime achievement.
Oh, Rodgers is, yeah. Brady can still be the GOAT and still be number 5 in your rankings.
So what is the biggest issue on the list? Is it Brady at 5?
That's the easy one to say. I would say that Carson Wentz at 4 is the biggest one on the list.
Really?
I think Pat Mahomes at 18 is pushing it as well. But for, you know, the sizzle one, that's Carson Wentz at 4. I think that there are a number of guys I would take ahead. I'd take Russell Wilson ahead of Wentz. I would take Rivers. I would take Stafford. I would probably take Matt Ryan. Ahead of Carson Wentz.
Okay, that's the first thing you've said all day I find offensive. There is no way in hell I take Matt Ryan over Carson Wentz. That's insanity.
I think I probably would.
Oh, my
Carson
Lord.
Carson Wentz has been, and it's not a knock, he's just been in such a system that's already set up on a tee for him. The defense, the offense, everything.
Yeah, but hold on, time out. Plenty of good quarterbacks are the benefactor of being in a good system with good people. Matt Ryan's best season as a pro was in a loaded Atlanta lineup with Kyle Shanahan calling his plays. Shanahan leaves, guy looks like he can't play football. That's always going to be a part of the deal. Always.
I know, but I'm grading the quarterback as is, not necessarily everything else.
But as is, Wentz was he was the league MVP last year.
I don't think he's a super talented quarterback. he's a very good quarterback. I put him in my top 10, but I can't put him 4th. And again, I said this earlier, whether it's right or wrong, I do look at Carson Wentz with kind of the Steve Kerr, Luke Walton effect of, okay, when he went down, Nick Foles came in and he carried the team to a Super Bowl and he won a Super Bowl with the team. I can't help but look at the Eagles and say, well, they were able to just plug and play Foles for Wentz. I can't put him number 4. Put him 9. Put him 10.
I'm looking. I'm processing.
And the one that was spot on, I thought, I said it earlier, Kirk Cousins at 12. I think a lot of people want to knock Kirk Cousins. I think a lot of people want to build him up.
Yep.
But to the middle ground.
He just is what he is.
Is 12. That is who he is.
Yeah, and again, the Kirk Cousins, what I wrote down last night, doesn't possess elite arm talent, way too conservative with the ball in the red zone, will not push the ball downfield, nor is he a fit, nor will he fit it into windows. Doesn't like throwing outside, and I don't mean weather. I mean like to his, you know, boundary receivers, like outside. He loves the slot in the middle and short. And it's like, dude, you got to stretch the field. What else did I write down? I'm betting the running game in mini helps, but he'll never be elite, both with the way he plays and his God-given ability. You can do a lot worse, but there are far better. And I think that's fair. A couple of years ago, we were willing to look for more upside with Cousins. We had those discussions about Cousins-Stafford. Stafford's better. Cousins hasn't progressed anymore. He's just... Can you win a Super Bowl with Kirk Cousins? I struggle with it.
In the right system, yeah.
If he was put him on the Denver Broncos from a couple of years ago. Yes.
He was on the Eagles last year. Yes.
Ooh, I don't know. See, I disagree with that. You know why? He doesn't throw it downfield. Nick Foles and Wentz, bombs away.
Yeah.
Nick Foles was a mad bomber. Kirk Cousins does not push the ball.
He's good, not great. He's a good quarterback. He's not a great quarterback. The one guy that was not on the list that I think should have been in the top 32, not saying extremely high, but sure. I would have put Sam Bradford on the list over Josh McCown, over Baker Mayfield.
I have personal issues with Sam Bradford. No, I'm only kidding. No, I just, listen, the guy, nobody wants this guy on their team, yet he ends up starting. He's like a substitute teacher. You're not good enough to get hired at the school, but you can gladly come in and teach welding for an hour. Sam Bradford, just to me, he's had so many chances to get a foothold somewhere and never does it. His time with Minnesota was this collection of 3-yard passes. I personally, Mike, I can't do it. Like, I would take Josh McCown over Sam Bradford.
I wouldn't. I think Josh McCown's a total bum.
Okay, that's just not very nice.
I do. I don't think he's any good.
All right, that's the list. I had a hell of a time doing it. I know it took a lot of work by all of us. Enjoyable. Mike, what I'm going to do for you is get you the list, and I want you to put this in the archive, and we can re-explore this.
Mm-hmm.
Like when Andrew Luck's shoulder falls apart and he can't play football anymore. But it'll be exciting. But I'll hand this to you. And now, is it true? Do we have Bogey and Wojo where I think we have them?
Dream Cruise, baby. Can't wait to deal with that traffic tonight.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.